I was 12 now. Yes, 12. And still in the group home. Most of my half-siblings were back at the home with my mother. I knew not to ask why I wasn't included because it was understood that you had to wait for an official invitation from your parent to go home. You'd think I wouldn't care. Even though I didn't want to live with her at this point, I wanted to know that she wanted me. However, I did ask the home if I could skip her house altogether during home visits and go directly to Tia's instead. They, of course, had to pass the request through Lydia. Her reaction probably wasn't a good one because it took a while, but eventually she said yes. As long as I promised to visit her house at least for a night, and that she retained her parental rights over me. That whole process angered me. Giving so much power to someone they all knew was mentally ill and had suspected of physical abuse seemed crazy to me. Yes, they knew she was crazy but never told us. And they did, in fact, suspect the physical abuse. How? I really don't know, but speaking for myself, I think it could be from the bruises I would come back with from her freaking punching me or slapping me or almost ripping my arm out of its socket. Now, I never told them that she did it, but come on, people. And when I found out myself about Lydia's mental issues, it was a difficult pill to swallow. I used to think that my mother was just intense, huh? But seriously, I did. I thought she had a violent temper and was extreme about everything. Like when she would say something funny, she would repeat the joke over and over for an hour or more and climax into this laughing frenzy. Or how she carried a gun with her just to get a carton of eggs from the corner store. But I started to suspect her mental illness when I caught her talking to the kitchen wall. No lie. I had woken up early, like around 6 o'clock in the morning, and had to use the bathroom. I tiptoed so that I wouldn't wake my mother up. She didn't like us using the bathroom, so she would put a pot in the middle of the bedroom floor for all of us to piss in. I know. And yes, I found it to be so disgusting. So, I walk into the kitchen where the bathroom was and froze when I saw her carrying on a conversation with the freaking wall. She was actually having an argument with it. Oh, so you think I did that to her? No, wasn't me. What? How can you say that? Not kidding, folks. I never told anyone about it. It scared me, and believe it or not, I didn't want to embarrass her. But then, on a home visit, when I was 10, I arrived at my mother's to find she wasn't there. My older half-siblings were laughing, telling me, "She'll be back." They took her again to the crazy hospital for a couple of weeks. You know mom's crazy, right? She's schizophrenic. You never saw her talking to the wall or to the benches or the subway? I guess being kids, possessing all that information was too much and all they could do was laugh about it. Schizophrenic. I'd sit in the school library, looking up the meaning in countless books, worrying constantly if I could be schizophrenic too. By the time I was 12, I had asked Dr. Tisby during our sessions, in what I thought was a coy manner, if mental illness was hereditary since the mother of my friend was nuts. When he raised his eyebrow at me, I finally just came straight with him. He returned the gesture, very delicately, I might add, and admitted that my mother was in fact mentally ill, asking me how I felt about it. I remember trying to act all grown up, saying I was more concerned about her, which I honestly was, and that I was okay with it, which I wasn't. Leaving his office, I felt sad and powerless. I didn't understand why they still allowed her to maintain her parental rights. Why didn't they let my aunt or my father gain custody? Was Lydia that good at fooling them into thinking she was a great parent? I guess so.